Mishmish, your story is indeed very long. Okay, let me just summarize and recap the main points so that people would understand what we're talking about. Your story basically is that you have this girl in your life, and you have a lot of work, a lot of pressure, a lot of stress. And she's always complaining that you're not there, that you're not available, and she's not happy. And towards the end of your email, you said that she broke up with you and she left, and that you love her and you want her back and you cannot get over her. This is a typical male-female problem. Now, I will not talk about the details of your message, but let me just explain to you some differences between men and women. It is true that you are under a lot of pressure, a lot of stress. You have a lot of work, you have to study, you have responsibilities, you have so many things in your life that are distracting you, let's put it this way. And on the other hand, there's this girl, and she has more time on hand, she has more space to think, and this is what women do. Women think a lot. Women don't stop thinking. And they analyze everything. They analyze why he said this, and when he said this, and where he said this, and the relationship between this and that. They just keep thinking and analyzing, and it is exhausting. It is horrible. Now, usually when women do this analytical trip, they come back very unhappy. And they come back thinking that they've been abandoned. This girl feels somehow insecure with you because the age difference is just 1 year. So it's not like she's too young or she's too immature. She feels insecure. Now let's try to meet halfway. She's complaining that you don't talk to her enough, that you don't go out enough, that she doesn't feel that you love her enough. Why don't you sit with her one last time? You call her, because now she broke up with you. You call her, and you tell her that you love her, that you cannot imagine your life without her, and that you want to sit together and formulate a new rule or a new method for your relationship. And you start by saying, okay, I can give you per week this number of days to go out. So let's say we go out twice a week. Those are your days. We go out every Thursday and every Friday. Agreed? Agreed. And then you tell her the time that you could be available for phone calls is from this to that hour. And after you do that deal, I want you to like think of the little things, because women keep score differently. It's the little things that matter. The surprise phone call, the I miss you SMS, the I saw this and I remembered you. Those little things. Basically, this girl needs to feel that she matters to you, that she's always on your mind, that you think of her, that you miss her, and that she's there. She's a part of your life. She doesn't want to feel disconnected. Now, this is what I have to say to you. Now, if you can, send her this link. And what I have to say to her is, a smart woman is an understanding woman. And a smart woman would understand that when her man is under stress, she needs to be supportive, not nagging, not clingy, not demanding. Because those three things are the easiest way to lose your man. I'm asking him to understand your emotional needs. Now it's your turn to understand his needs. He needs to feel that you can take care of yourself. He needs to feel that you understand his responsibilities and duties. He needs to feel that you're supporting him and that you're there to push him forward, not to just drag him down. He needs to know that it's okay for him to work. It's okay for him to focus on making a life and money and a career. He needs to know that you're not a little girl who's just going to get lost without him. Now, I want the two of you to listen to this, to sit together, and to see where you went wrong. If you neglected her too far, let's see how we can bring you closer. And if you have been over demanding and too clingy, let's see how you, as a woman, as a smart woman, can make him feel that he can depend on you. the prototype of the man-female, or male-female relationship is, he goes to work, she takes care of the kids. He comes back from work, he gives her love, she gives him support. That's how it should be. How much and how often, this is for the two of you to decide. Now, I hope that the two of you can listen to this and work together your own formula. And let me know how it goes.